If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy replay podcast.
All right, how not to deal with a very specific type of fire in your home. And I hope this never happens to you, obviously, but it's something to keep in mind. Okay, so last night I was multitasking, as many women do. You have no choice a lot of the time. So I was doing some work on my laptop and I was cooking. I decided to make a potato leek soup.
Cool.
Delicious.
Well, what could go wrong?
It was too salty. It was too salty, but delicious. So I peeled and chopped up the potatoes and was boiling them. And then I walked back into my living room. I mean, keep in mind, I live in a condo. It's not huge. I'm not far away from the kitchen. Sitting there on my laptop, and I notice it's making like a bit of a weird sound. I'm like, okay, I've never really heard that before. I looked over. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe there was a little something on the burner or something that's
like
burning
off. Like a crackling sound or something?
Kind of like a crackling sound.
Okay.
And I was like, that's kind of odd. So whatever. Continue doing my work. Typing away on my keyboard. And then I look over again. I'm like, that is on fire. I see like the whole burner is fire underneath the pot. So, yes.
Soup? First instinct?
First instinct was, I don't know. Well, I didn't know what to do. So I got up. And like I said, it's only like a few steps. It's a condo. But it felt like the longest walk ever. I was walking briskly to get to the kitchen.
It wasn't a run. It was a walk.
It was a brisk walk. Yeah. And a million things went through my head in those few seconds. You know, I was like, oh, this could be bad. And then I'm like, no, just stay calm. Like, it's not a big, no, this could, you could catch the condo on fire. This could be really bad.
It's one of those things where you've run through the scenario a million times in your mind and you know on paper what you should do, but until you're actually in that scenario,
I've never run through the scenario in my mind.
Okay,
no. Not one time.
Well, even if you had, it wouldn't have served you well.
Not one time. We take for granted that we're surrounded by great technology for the most part, that you know that we don't have to really worry about these things. It's an electric stove. Like, what's the big deal?
Right.
I use it all of the time. I did use the burner that I don't normally use, though. The one in the far left corner. It's the one I never, ever use.
It's a neglected burner.
Yeah, well, and I did use it.
Just because it's neglected doesn't mean it should start a fire, though. I mean, it should still work.
So how did you put the fire out? What happened?
I thought you'd never ask. Okay. I was like, don't you guys want to know if I survived or not?
Well, I mean,
did you live?
Did I live? That's coming up. The answer is coming up.
Next,
So I get there and I'm like, what do I do? And a million things ran through my mind. Number one, I figured it wasn't a grease fire because I don't know where the grease would have been.
Yeah,
like the only thing I could think of is maybe there was a little oil or grease on the burner, maybe, but it was clean.
Yeah.
So I figured, I knew I didn't have to do something special with the grease fire. And then my second thought was, I don't think I should throw water on it. I don't know. I didn't know the answer to that.
The smoke alarm hadn't gone off at this point, had it?
Smoke alarm hadn't gone off.
Yeah. Okay.
Smoke alarm only goes off when I cook, apparently. Not when fires are happening on my stove. So what do you think you would do in that situation?
I would put water. I would just douse it with water before even thinking grease fire or not. I probably would have put water on it.
Put water on it?
Take it off the element, open all your doors, turn your fan on, and reevaluate.
Okay. and then reevaluate. And then cry. Call your mom.
Panic.
Okay. None of the above. This is what I did.
Boy.
And I don't suggest you do this. I don't think it's what you're supposed to do. I blew it out.
What?
I started blowing.
With your mouth?
I started blowing on it. Yes. And I didn't take the pot off yet. I was scared that if I took the pot off, the flames were going to like shoot above or something. So I start blowing really hard.
Why did you think that was a good idea? Like,
it works.
It did? Okay.
You did. It actually put out the fire.
The thing with blowing is you have to get close to the fire. It's not like you can do it from feet away. You have to get your face
in there. I started far away, and then I went a little closer and a little closer. Yes, I was blowing.
Well, all your eyebrows are intact, so you couldn't have done that bad of a job.
Yeah, they are. Thank you.
How many blows did it take?
It took a good 10 blows, probably, for me to get it out completely. And I was scared to move the pot because, I didn't know if the flames were going to shoot up or what was going to happen.
Yeah.
And as I'm blowing, I'm like, what if this spreads the fire too? I had no idea.
Yeah.
But luckily, faith was on my side, I guess, or something, because it actually went out. And then immediately, I'm like, okay, turn it off. Go sit down. Google. Okay, what am I supposed to do when my stove top catches on fire? And nobody says that you're supposed to blow on it, actually. They said cover it with a lid and turn off the burner.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Throw lots of baking soda or salt on it. Never use fire because it can explode or make the fire much worse.
Okay.
Or they said smother it, and I'd be terrified to do this with a wet towel or a large wet cloth. Use a fire extinguisher, which I didn't have handy.
Sure,
I blew instead. But I wanted to share that because I wanted you to know moving forward how you should deal with that if your stove burner catches on fire.
All right, there you go.
Next time I'm making potato leek soup.
Don't blow.
Right.
Don't blow is the answer. Now, Leah, do you think I dealt with this horribly?
Well, no, not entirely, because I think my first instinct, and it has happened to me in the past, I just take the pot and I throw it into the sink.
Mm.
Right, okay.
But you never open the window and start fanning it, because if it is beginning of a fire, Sam.
That was Sam's suggestion. You said open the window, start fanning the fire, give it air.
The smoke alarm hadn't gone off. I was trying to save the fire department a trip.
No. You never do that.
Okay. Lesson learned.
They teach you that in grade school. You always get on the floor if you think it's a fire. You keep it closed, confined.
I must have been sick that day. Sorry.
Plus, I don't think your goal should be saving the fire department a trip. It should be to get the fire out and save your life.
I'm considering all parties involved.
Sam doesn't want to inconvenience the firefighters.
Oh, God.
Oh, you guys kill me. You kill me.
Oh, thanks so much for the advice, Leanne. I hope you have a great weekend.
You too. Love you guys.
Oh, we love you too.
This text says, either pour flour over it, or you should always have a fire extinguisher in your kitchen. Am I the only one that doesn't have a fire extinguisher?
No, I don't either.
I don't think you should put flour over
you
it.
You shouldn't. I looked that up, and it says it couldn't cause it to, like, blow up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Don't do that then.
Exactly.
Just stop, drop, and drop and roll and go with the extinguisher.
Don't stop, drop, and roll unless you're... Don't take Andy's advice.
Well, that's what we were taught in school, wasn't it?
That's when you get fire on you.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Glad everything was okay, though. I'll call my landlord and be like, can you come deal with this, because my stove is catching on fire
again.
And thank you for the advice at 92925 yes again.
It's a great story, but is it true?
Time for Nikki's, Sam, and Andy's to tell the truth.
They come in with an amazing story. Here's the thing. It could be true or it could be a complete lie. So along with your help on our text line at 92925, we have to decide whether we think they're lying or telling the truth. I'm really good at this game.
Sometimes.
So far.
Started out weak. I've had some good strategies in past weeks, though. All right. So let's start this. So somebody is making their way in the studio right now. So if you could please introduce yourself and let us know why you're here this morning.
So my name is Stella, and I'm a deodorant tester.
Ooh. Oh. How long have you been doing this?
I've been working at the lab since January 2011.
You tested on your pits?
So I don't actually apply it on myself. I go into work and I smell people's underarms.
No.
Did you lose a bet to take this job?
No. I'm a bioanalyst and I work at the lab at Avon. We're a group of people that go in and smell underarms.
Sniff the pits.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm putting my arm up right now. I want you to smell that.
How did you get into this? It's not like this is a thing you could go to school for.
No, so well, I did go to school.
To smell armpits?
No, not to smell armpits.
She's a bioanalyst.
Exactly.
But how did you get into this field specifically?
And while I was working at the lab, there was people doing this and they needed a new group of people. I would see it being done, and I agreed to do it.
I think there'd be something satisfying about it, kind of like pimple popping or something.
Well, wait, we're not actually smelling the sweat. We're smelling the different scents.
Sometimes you must smell some body odor.
Yeah.
We do.
Yeah.
And some people need more deodorant than others. There's a lot of factors that play into it. So the temperature of the room, the age of the person.
Okay. Their diet?
Their diet, what they ate that morning. Mm-hmm.
But are there like pre-qualifications? I mean, can someone just come in and be tested on that hasn't showered in a month that will stink up the whole place?
No, we send out the request.
Okay. Yeah.
So is it at the point where you're like, he's a meat eater? Like you can tell.
It came to the point where I can guess the deodorant.
Really? What about when you're just on the metro or something then?
That's funny. I knew you would ask that question. I'm trying not to go close to people. Yeah. But, yeah.
What about people who don't have a great sense of smell? Like, I feel like I don't have the greatest sense of smell ever.
Well, the group, our group that goes in, and we're called at the office the sniffers.
Of course you are.
We have
that could have meant something different
we
in
have
the
80s. A whole list. So we're about 6, 7, or 8, depending on how many come in for the testing. And we have a whole list. So we, at the end, it's an average.
Curious to know what you think about natural deodorant. I use the Crystal Rock one. You know which one I mean?
We've tested those too.
And?
Most of them don't have scents.
Right.
Yeah.
We've tested them, but we go towards the ones that have scents.
Do they work in your experience?
They do work.
Okay.
And I've used it.
See, Andy's been hard on us for the natural deodorant.
I like a good scent under my arm. Sorry. I'm curious to know, how close does your nose have to get to the armpit when you're actually smelling? Like, are you allowed to touch the pit with your nose or the...
No, we do it over the clothing.
Okay.
And then we take them in a separate room and we ask them to take off their top, and we go,
really
in.
Go in.
No,
there.
We won't touch it. We won't touch it with our nose.
But like close.
No, no, inches away.
And you have to do men's and women's.
Yes.
All the hairy.
When we're testing the men's,
the
yes,
hairy
yes,
pits.
Yes.
Oh, Stella.
You would not, the human body, Nick.
You would not want to test on me. Let me tell you that.
What's the most popular deodorant out there? It's Axe body spray, isn't it?
Or the most popular scent?
So oh, I yeah. would love to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Confidential?
Yeah.
It's confidential.
Really?
I've signed papers.
And she works for a company, keep in mind.
Okay,
too.
What does it rhyme with?
No.
I can't. What about, okay, what scents do people tend to be drawn to the most? Because you can go from baby powder to
yes.
cucumber to citrus.
The flowery ones.
Yeah.
Rose mist, lavender, lily.
What deodorant do you use?
I stopped using deodorant.
Oh, okay. Oh. My girl. What age do you think people, kids start using deodorant these days?
12.
Sam was like 2, I think, when he did this. 2 years old.
I was forced to wear deodorant because the stench was so bad.
What are people saying on the text line?
A lot of people are having fun at this. This text says, she's telling the truth. I smell it in her voice. I see what you did there.
Someone said, I think she's lying, but sounds like she knows somebody that probably does it.
Okay.
Okay.
This one says, solid truth. A lot of people, I think it's tipping toward people saying that it's true because she answered flawlessly.
Yeah. It's pretty close. This one says, she sounds like a sniffer. There's no hesitation. What does that sound like? I guess Stella.
What does the sniffer sound like?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's get to our picks, okay? Let's
All
get
right.
to our guesses. Who wants to go first this week?
I'll go first.
Okay, please do.
You're lying. I think that you might be a bioanalyst, is what you said.
Yeah.
I just think that when it comes to sniffing and these sniff tests for these companies, that you have to be more trained. I don't think that they would just let anyone around the office, hey, we need some sniffers today.
No, but she's a bioanalyst.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Professional sniffers must have that quality. They must have some sort of like, they must be pre-qualified to have some skills to be able to smell, and the way that you smell and how it's just not, I don't think it's as simple as just putting your nose close to someone's armpit and saying, yeah, I like the smell or I don't. I don't think that they would just fish around people at the office for this. This is a serious job, and I think that they get like dedicated professionals to do this.
All right, I'm going to go second because I think Sam missed out on the part where she told us how important it is to keep track of what they ate, when they showered, all of those things. I'm going to say you're telling me the truth. Like, you didn't skip a beat. Someone's got to do it, and it makes sense to me that would be a job within a company like that. And yeah, I don't think you're lying. I think people are often a little bit nervous when they roll in here. Mm-hmm. I understand that, and you were a little bit nervous, but you didn't skip a beat with any of the questions. I'm going to say that it's absolutely true.
I'm with you, Nikki. Mm-hmm. I think you're telling the truth, too. I think you're the nose version of a taste tester. You know, people that taste test food, they don't need to have any prerequisite, you know, super taste buds or anything like that. They just need to know what tastes good and what doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're the same way, Stella. I think you just need to know what smells and what doesn't smell, and that's all it takes to be a professional sniffer.
Yeah.
And I think you're telling the truth.
I think it's more scientific than that.
I don't know.
But bioanalyst was right on, too. I happen to know that this is exactly the type of job, like testing these sort of products is what a bioanalyst does, right? Okay, Stella, the time has come. Please don't let me down here. I really like you. I do. Stella, are you lying or are you telling the truth?
I am saying a big fat lie.
Oh, my God.
Come on, I'm so sure.
Seriously.
I'm lying.
You're lying.
They have professional people for this kind of stuff.
Jesus, what's making her not a professional?
I thought she was one of them.
The fact that she's a fraud, maybe.
Yes, I'm a fraud.
Oh, my gosh. What do you actually do?
I'm a graphic designer.
Oh, you're not even close.
I never studied biology. Maybe one class in college. That's about it.
Nikki. These are the ones that make me question everything. I thought for sure. Do you wear deodorant?
I don't.
You don't?
Oh, okay.
She doesn't wear deodorant.
I do. I'll borrow my daughter's, but
no,
I have my baking soda.
Baking soda or the Crystal Rock. Huge. Yeah, to me, that is deodorant.
Yep. I really wanted her to smell my armpit.
She can still do that if you want.
Gross, you do not have to.
No thanks. No, Andy, no thanks.
It's okay.
Oh, Stella, I suppose we can still be friends. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
She lied. Wow.
Ooh, Stella convinced a lot of people, though. This text says, oh my God, she hurt my feelings. She's the best liar I've ever heard.
I know. People are like, she betrayed me. I'm so sad. It really does make you question. She was right on.
You fooled me.
Wow. Okay. All right. Lost that round. Next week, we'll get you, Sam.
Okay. All right.
And if you'd like to be on to tell the truth, you could always shoot us a text as well at 92925. Obviously, don't tell us your story because it has to remain a secret, but our producer, Rob, could reach out to you and maybe you could land yourself here on the show. It would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.